好，弟兄姐妹，我们今天所要分享的经文在诗篇第二十四篇。
Today, the verse we are taking from Psalm 24.
对，当我们在祷告的时候，神就把这句诗篇就放在我的心里面。
God has put this verse in my heart when I was praying.
所以，我们今天要用诗篇二十四篇，我们来看看神今天到底要对我、对教会、对你个人要什么样说什么样的话。
So today we're going to take a look at Psalm 24 to see how God is speaking to you.
好，我们大家一同来念。
Let's read the scripture together.
诗篇二十四篇，来，地和其中所充满的，世界和住在其间的，都属耶和华。他把地建立在海上，安定在大水之上。谁能登耶和华的山？谁能站在他的圣所？就是守节心清，不向虚妄起誓、不怀诡诈的人。他必蒙耶和华赐福，又蒙救他的神使他诚意。这是寻求耶和华的族类，是寻求里面的雅各。众城门啊，你们要抬起头来，永久的门户，你们要被举起。那荣耀的王将要进来。荣耀的王是谁呢？就是有力有能的耶和华，在战场上有能的耶和华。众城门啊，你们要抬起头来，永久的门户，你们要把头抬起，那荣耀的王将要进来。荣耀的王是谁呢？万军之耶和华，他是荣耀的王。我们需要用英文吗？
Do we need to translate into English?
好，那我们用英啊，有人摇头，不需要的。Do you need? 好，我们用英文念一次。
So let's read the.
提高我们大家英文的水准水平。好，我们开始。
Okay, let's start. The earth is in the Lord, and everything in it.
The world and all who live in it. For he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false. He will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God his Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, O God of Jacob.
Lift up your heads, O you gates.
Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle.
Lift up your heads, O you gates.
Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he? The King of glory, the Lord almighty. He is the King of glory. 感谢主，我们在这边念完的时候，我们会发现好像中间有一个两班人在唱应对好。
After we read this, this passage, we feel like there's two groups of people singing to each other.
第七节告诉我们说，众城门啊，你们要抬起头来，永久的门户啊，你们要被举起，那荣耀的王将要进来。
In verse 7, it says, Lift up your heads, O you gates. Be lifted, you ancient doors.
然后好像守城门的在里面听到这个东西，荣耀的王将要进来了。
It's like the guards inside the gate hearing that the glory of king is coming in.
然后他就在后面问，他在门背后问 Who is the king of glory? 荣耀的王是谁啊？
So he's asking behind the gate, Who is the king of glory?
外面的人就回答，就是有力有能的耶和华，在战场上有能的耶和华。
And the people outside the gate responded to him, Who is the King of glory? The glory strong and mighty, the mighty in battle.
第九节他又讲说，众城门啊，你们要抬起头来，永久的门户，你们要把头抬起，那荣耀的王将要进来。
And in verse 9, it says that lift up your heads, O gates, lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in.
里面的守门的人呢，他们把耳朵挖一挖，刚才没有听清楚。Who is the King of glory?
So the guard inside the gate wants to hear clearly again, who is the King of glory?
还没有听清楚，到底谁要进来，是谁啊？
They haven't heard very clearly, who is the King of glory?
后面讲，万军之耶和华，他是谁？荣耀的王。
And they answer is the Lord Almighty. He is the King of Glory.
大家觉得那个城门打开了吗？后面。
What do you think if the gate is open or not?
我相信打开了，因为没有打开的话，也会被神震开啊，因为他要进来了。
I think the gate is open because even if not so, the God would have shut opened it up.
所以当我们看这诗篇二十四篇的时候，我们发现这个作者是大卫。
We realize the author of the psalm is David.
当他大卫在做王的时候，他写下这个诗篇。
When he was the king of Israel, he wrote this psalm.
其实他写下这个诗篇的时候呢，不只是为了他当时的状况所写的。
When he wrote this psalm, it was not only to his presence there.
我相信他也是为着后面预言到耶稣基督，预言到未来的新天新地，未来的这个弥赛亚再临的这一些的状况。
He was probably prophesizing about the future coming of Messiah.
所以我们今天我们要用一语几次的读经法。
So today we're going to read this part, the passage using the one fish.
这是我特别发明的，有没有听过一鱼？我们以前讲几次，有没有听过
？Well, I invented this. Have you heard this before? How we prepare a fish?
三次。
Three ways of fixing a fish.
今天我们加一次，今天是四次。
Today we're going to add one more way to fix the fish.
中午的话再加一次哈，中午的话我们一起吃五次哈。刚刚因为有人举手是五啊。
And today, for lunch, we're going to have five ways of fixing the fish.
第一次就是当大卫在那边迎接约柜的时候，他写下这个诗篇。
And the first way to interpret it is when King David was receiving the Ark of God into the Jerusalem.
看到荣耀的约柜要进来了，哇！众臣们呐，你们要抬起头来，因为荣耀的王要进来了。
When he was receiving the ark into his city, he said that all gates open up the doors.
第二次是怎么吃呢？
And the second way to interpret it.
就预表到当耶稣基督骑着他的小驴驹进到耶路撒冷城的时候。
Is to prophesy that when Jesus was riding on his donkey entering Jerusalem.
众臣们啊，你们要抬起头来，因为那荣耀的王将要进来。
All open up your gates, the King of Glory is coming in.
第三次怎么吃
？And the third one
是当弥赛亚再来的时候，圣经上描述他要进到这个从东边啊橄榄山降临以后呢，要进到这个再来的一个景象，进到圣殿里面来。
Is to describe the picture when Messiah comes back, he's gonna descend on the hill, the Mount of Olives.
第四次怎么吃呢
？And the last one
就是今天你我自己来吃。
It's for you and me.
是我们自己的心，就是那个城堡。我们的心，就是那个城门。我们要抬起头来，让荣耀的王要进来。
It points to our hearts, to open up our hearts for the kings to come in.
这就是我们进入幔内的一个光景。
This is how we say to enter behind the curtain.
因为荣耀的王要进到我们的心里面，成为我们的主。
Because the King of the Glory is coming into our heart to be the King of our heart.
时时刻刻与我们同在。
And to be with us all the time.
所以当我们想到这个经文的时候，我们听到众臣们呐。
So when we look at this the verse 8 gate.
所以这个城门在当时的状况呢，是一个非常重要的一个地方。
Gates in the Bible are a very important place.
在许多的时候，他们会花上很多的时间、很多的钱，去把这个门弄得非常的漂亮、非常的宏伟壮观。
They took a lot of effort constructing it to make it very magnificent.
也是考古学家最喜欢挖掘一个城市，他们要最重要要挖什么？就挖城门。
And it is also where the archaeologists usually focus on their excavation.
因为在城门有许许多多的事情在发生，比如说这个政府的官员、税吏。士兵的驻守都在这个地方，在城门口。
There are a lot of things going on around the gate, like government officials, tax collectors, or the guards. They're all gathering around there.
有点像当时的一个像市政府一样的一个聚集的地方。
It's like a city hall today.
也是大家一个社区中心，很多做买卖的、交钱纳税的，或者你有什么打官司的，全部都在城门口。
It's also like the community center today, or where you pay your tax, or where you bring your disputes to be settled, or where you do the tradings and businesses.
所以可以说是一个城里面最重要的一个地方。
So this is one of the most important places in the city.
大家还记得在路德记，当波阿斯他要请他的那个至亲的亲属要来赎拿俄米的那个地的时候，就是发生在城门口，要人来作证，他在那个地方要跟他解决司法上的问题。
In the book of Ruth, this is where it happens in the gates where Naomi and Boaz and the king's man redeemer, they brought their matter there to talk about the redemption of the land from Naomi and to have the transaction legalized by a lot of witnesses there.
所以城门是一个城里面最重要的部分。
So this is the important part of the city.
圣经上描写，当弥赛亚在要来的时候，他是从这个橄榄上，我们来看一个经文啊，在撒迦利亚书第十四章那边哈。
Let's look at Zechariah 4:14.
他里面告诉我们说，那日啊，他的脚必站在耶路撒冷前面朝东的橄榄山上，站在橄榄山上。然后呢，这山要从中间分裂，自东从西，然后成为一个极大的谷。他的山一半向北挪移，一半向南挪移。
On that day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, east of Jerusalem, and the Mount of Olives will be split in two from east to west, forming a great valley, with half of the mountain moving north and half moving south.
也就是说，当圣经上描写当那一日的时候，神的降临在橄榄山，然后呢，会把橄榄山的分裂开。
So according to the scripture, on that day he will descend on Mount of Olives, and the mountain will be slipped into two.
那我们再看到马拉基书第三章第一节那个地方。
Let's look at Malachi 3:1.
你们告诉我们说，万军之耶和华说，我要差遣我的使者在我前面预备道路，你们所寻求的主必忽然进入他的殿。
See, I will send my messenger who will prepare the way before me. Then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant whom you desire will come, says the Lord Almighty.
所以我们把这两段经文摆在一起的时候，我们就发现，当那一天来的时候，弥赛亚会降临在橄榄山上，然后从橄榄山一直进到圣殿里面。这一条路是一条很特别的一条路。
So taking from both scriptures, we understand that when the day the Lord comes back, he will descend on the Mount of Olives and he will come from the mountain to the Jerusalem, into the city of Jerusalem.
好，我们现在要看一个地图哈。
Let's look at the map.
这个就是一个，我们很快看一下，大家有个概念啊。橄榄山是在北边，好，这个上面是东边哈。在上面，但实际上是东边，是一个橄榄山。然后呢，橄榄山跟这个圣殿山中间就有一个谷，叫做基伦西谷。所以耶稣再来的弥赛亚再来的时候呢，他是降在橄榄山，然后一直进到通过基伦西谷进到所谓的圣殿。
So when Jesus comes back, the Mount Olives is on the east of the you have to tilt the map the other way. The Mount Olives is on the east, and when Jesus comes back, he's going to descend on the Mount Olives and then come down to Kidron Valley and enter the city of Jerusalem to the temple.
好，我们看下一张。
Next.
那我们在这边看得更清楚了，圣殿就在那个基伦西谷的那个谷的上面。那橄榄山就在那边，所以一路是这样可以进来。
So look at the map here. The temple is situated on the top of the valley, west of the Mount Olives.
好，所以我们再下看下一张。好，这就是那个门呢，叫做金门哈。往上一张好吗？我们看到好这个上面啊，从那个上面下来的话，第一个进到的门就是金门。进到圣殿。
The first gate that when Jesus comes back, he will enter from the Golden Gate.
好，这个在上面的这个最北面的那个，实际上是东门呐，哈，但是我是是朝上，就是那个上面，对，就是这个十七的部分哈，这个地方。
It's the number 17. It's actually the East Gate.
好，这个门我们再往下一张哈，谢谢。所以这个门我们今天来看呢，就是一个金门。
In today is Golden Gate.
实际上，这个金门已经是后来盖的门。真正的耶稣时代的门呢，还在这个地底下。这个金门的下面已经是乱瓦堆了哈。
Golden Gate was built after Jesus' time. The gate we were talking about in Jesus' time, it was already under the ground.
所以大家在想到说，耶稣基督弥赛亚如果再来的话呢，当地的犹太人呢，他也相信他们所谓的弥赛亚会来，就是从橄榄山来，然后穿过基伦西谷，一直进到圣殿，通过的所谓这个金门，要进到圣殿里面来。
So the local Jewish people, they also believe that when Jesus comes back, he's going to come down from Mount of Olives and enter the Golden Gate into the city.
所以他们也相信，当弥赛亚再来的时候，死人会复活。
They also believe that when the Messiah comes back and the dead will resurrect.
所以他们就死了以后，他们就葬在哪里？最棒的地点就是葬在橄榄山山坡。所以当弥赛亚再来的时候，他们是第一波复活，就是先临到他们。所以那个地方有墓坟墓是犹太人的坟墓是最贵的坟墓，因为呢那是复活的第一波。
So where did they bury their dead? They buried the dead in west slope of Mount Olives, hoping that when Jesus comes back, the first they will be the first one to be resurrected.
在当地的基督徒呢，就钱比较没有像犹太人那么会赚钱的，穷一点，他们只好把他们自己的坟墓呢盖在基伦溪谷，就是下了橄榄山以后呢，他会进到那个谷，所以他复活也可以先见到，那第二波再穷一点。
And the local Christians, they're not as rich, so they bury their dead in the Kindrum Valley, hoping that when Jesus comes, Jesus will pass by there too, and they will be resurrected as well.
但是呢，穆斯林就是所谓的回教徒，他们有不同的想法。
But for Muslims, they have different ideas.
我们绝对不能让弥赛亚，以色列人的弥赛亚进到圣殿里面来。
We won't allow the Messiah to come back to the temple.
因为那是太可怕的事情，对他们来讲。
That is going to be terrible for us.
所以他们就想到一个法子，我们就把那个门封起来。
So they got an idea. They totally seal and block the gate.
所以大家看到金门是封住的。
So today, when you see the Golden Gate, it's sealed.
这个其他的门都是开的，在圣这个耶路撒冷那边，其他门都是通的，就这个门被封掉。
All the other gates around the city of Jerusalem.
因为他们觉得弥赛亚是从这个门进来的。
Because they think that the Messiah is going to come in from this Golden Gate.
但是他们心里还不安。
But in their heart, they don't have peace.
他们又做了一件事情，就是把一大堆的回教徒的墓坟墓呢，他们在那边开了一个墓园，就在金门的下的前门口大门口。
So they did something addition to it. They put a graveyard right in front of the Golden Gate.
为什么呢？因为他们说弥赛亚要来了，弥赛亚是圣洁的。然后他前面的所谓的马前的那个马前的那个再来的这一位呢，叫做以利亚，他呢也是圣洁的。所以这两个圣洁的人呢，他们按照圣经，他们不能够碰到死人。
The reason that according to the scripture, Messiah and his forerunner Elijah, they're both holy Jewish people, and according to the Bible, they cannot touch dead bodies. So when they come, they cannot come through the graveyard.
所以他们在那个地方盖了墓园以后呢，就得两层保障：一个这个门把它封住；第二个呢，我们这边有墓园，哈哈，你弥赛亚很圣洁啊，你的这个 Elijah， 你的以利亚也很圣洁，我们这边有死人呐、啊，你进不来吧，对不对
？So they feel double assured by the graveyard and by the sealed gate.
所以这就是这个时代就是一些人的一些想法。
So this is what they were thinking in the time of Jesus.Or in the time of now.
就是现就回教徒我们当时在现在的一个想法。
That's what the Muslims are thinking today.
我们往下看一张。好，大家可以看到一些坟墓在这个里面。
So we can see the graves, a lot of graves there.
Okay, 所以我们就知道，大家都有一个想法，当弥赛亚要来的时候呢，是穿门而过，进这个东边的门进来。
So now we understand when Jesus returns, he's going to go through the Golden Gate.The East Gate.
所以这是一个预言，好，讲到弥赛亚要再来的一个预言。
So this is a prophecy about Messiah.
这是这段经文里面所描述到的一些状况在这里。
What it was described in the verses we just read.
众臣们都要抬起头来，因为荣耀的王要进来了。
Lift up your heads, O gates, because the King of Glory is coming in.
同样经文我们也说，它是可以用来描写当耶稣基督骑着小驴驹进到耶路撒冷的时候的状况。
This verse also applies to when Jesus riding on the donkey entering the city of Jerusalem.
前行后随的人都在讲说：“何塞纳，何塞纳，奉主名来的是应当称颂的，高高在上，何塞纳。”
All the people were shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna!" Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
所以大家在那个地方就在迎接他们所心里面想到的弥赛亚，现在来了，我们大家要来欢呼来迎接他，所以就。铺下把人衣服都铺在地下，然后拿中枢在那边摇，大家来欢呼，来迎接这个荣耀的王。
So they put down their cloaks. They were waving the branch of palm trees, waiting in excitement, like receiving the King of Glory coming in.
当我们想到这些荣耀的光景，这个王要进到这个城门里面，在过去，在未来都会发生。
When we picture this glorious scene, we know that it happened in the past and it will happen in the future too.
那么我们要问一个问题，跟我们今天有什么关系？
So let's ask us a question. What does that have to do with us today?
对我们，对你有什么样的影响？
What does it have to do with you and us?
神在这段经文要对我们说什么话？
What is God speaking to you in this verse?
我们可以想到，当我们一个人好像一个城堡一样，我们的心就是那个城门。
So we're like a castle, and our heart is the gate.
这是大卫不只是对当时人说话，也是对他自己的心说话。我的心啊，你要抬起头来，因为那荣耀的王将要进来。
So the verse, by King David, he was not only speaking to the people at his time, he was speaking to us today.
而且他讲到的是众城门，是所有的城门都要抬起头来，不是一个人，是我们大家一起，我们的心要打开，因为荣耀的王要进来。
And he was speaking to all of us, not only one person.
所以这是一个很迫切的一个呼求，因为荣耀的王要来到了。这个带着这个荣耀，所谓的荣耀就是讲到神的一个荣耀的丰富，不只是他的能力、他的圣洁、他的公义、他的慈爱、他的智慧，这个 endless list 一大堆东西都在荣耀的范围里面。
So this is an urgent calling because the King of Glory is coming and coming with power, with bountifulness, with holiness, righteousness, and love.You name it.
所以我们当要有这么大一个王要来到我们当中的时候，我们的姿势是什么？不会是低着头在那边，好像很丧气、很沮丧。不是，我们是什么？引领而望，然后脚尖有时候是抬起来，有没有？要看来了没有？来了没有？我们是一个引领而望、非常期待的一个姿势。
So what is our posture waiting for the King of Glory to come? We're not like lower our head. We're not not hopeful or depressed even, we should be waiting in expectancy.
这边特别讲到说，好像是一个荣耀的光景要来到，所以我们都在引领而望。
So this is like a glorious picture putting in front of us that we are waiting in excitement and expectancy.
所以这边特别有讲到，他说有一个叫做永久的门户，第九节讲到一个永久的门户，你们要把头抬起。
In verse 9, it says that the ancient doors lift up your head.
讲到一个永久的门户，或者我们这个新译本啊，翻译成古老的 the ancient door。
Well, ancient door could be translated into old doors.
是一个很古老，是一个非常老旧的，是一个没有希望，好像要败衰败的一个门户。
The old doors or ancient doors refer to maybe already desolated or already out of date, old.
好像在那边等了很久，等了不知道几百年、几千年的一个门户，但是突然之间，弥赛亚要来了。
And it refers to maybe he's been waiting for a long, long time, and finally the Messiah is coming.
弥赛亚带着荣耀要降临到这个城市了。这个人，这个城里面的人要怎么样来迎接欢喜快乐
？So how the people were to receive the King of Glory when he's coming in?
我们要怎么样来预备来迎接？如果是你要迎接一个新郎或者新娘，一个新婚的夫妇来到一个旅馆的话，如果你今天到 Napa 去啊，那我研究过，你到 Napa 去的话，你可以跟他 order special package honeymoon package。一进去呢，就有香槟，有 cookie， 然后还有一个一束花在床上啊。一进去有一些 set up 的。
So what's our attitude to receive the King of Glory? Like today in Napa, if for the newlyweds, when they check into to the hotel, they could reserve some special packages waiting for them.
所以当我们要迎接一件我们 expect 很久的一件事情的时候，我们很兴奋的时候，我们都会做一些准备。
So when we're waiting for something in excitement, we will get ourselves prepared.
所以当我们在祷告的时候，我就想到说，哎呀，当我们圣灵，当我们一个神的复兴要临到我们这里的时候，我们也要准备。
So when I was in my prayer, it occurred to me that we are waiting for the revival to come to us. We have to be prepared.
所以在祷告之中，这节经文就跑进来，就讲到说，众城门啊，你们要抬起头来。
So I was struck by this verse.Lift up your heads, O gate, come into me.
我们不知道这个神的复兴来到的时候，后面是带着多大的东西，带着多大的能量，多大的荣耀，我们没有人敢讲。
We don't know how powerful it's going to be when the God's revival comes to us.
但是当这复兴来到我们当中的时候，带着极大的能量来的时候，我们有没有准备好来接受这样子的一个荣耀？
But are we prepared to receive the King when He comes with the powerful? And when he comes with his power.
穆安德烈他讲过一句话，他说我们今天不能来到神的面前，我们不能好好的在神的幔内亲近他，是因为我们不知道那个能量那个荣耀有多大。
穆安德烈、
Andrew
and he said one time that today we don't know how to be prepared because we don't know how powerful it's going to be to receive the king.
有一次我在祷告的时候，我仿佛看见一个图画。
So one time in my prayer I had a picture in my head.
好像是一根动脉血管。
I saw an artery.
切一半，就是断掉的一个动脉血管。
Cut into two.
好像是一个 cross section， 一个横切面，让你看到那个血管里面是什么东西。
So you can see what's inside the artery.
然后就看到的是那个奔腾的那个鲜血，带着所有的养分，所有的空那个叫什么氧气，所有的成分，一个奔腾的一个鲜血在那个这个血管里面要冲出来。
So I saw that the blood running with a lot of nutrition, a lot of oxygen gushing out.
然后有一个声音在问说 Where's the pipe? Where's the pipe?
And there's a voice asking, Where is the pipe?
当神的荣耀来了之后 Where's the pipe? 去迎接去 receive 这样子的一个荣耀。
So when the King of Glory comes in, Where's the vessel to receive the power?
因为这个荣耀来的时候一定要有东西去承接，当这个东西来的时候，我们是不是一个很好的一个管道可以来承接，来 receive 神的一个荣耀跟神的一个大能的复兴来到我们的当中。
So when the Lord comes with his power and revival, we need to have a vessel to receive it.
Where's the pipe?
Where's the pipe?
圣经上告诉我们说，我们每一个人都是神要做神的一个管家，就是一个流通的管道来接取他荣耀的成分。
In the Bible, it tells us that all of us are a vessel to God's to receive God's power.
好像那个血是这么大的一个基督的宝血，这么样有能力，这么样有一个尊贵的一个血来到我们当中的时候，我们怎么去 handle 它
？It's like the blood coming with power. How we're going to receive it?
在列王记下面那边特别讲到一个故事，就是讲到以利沙这个先知。
In 2 Kings, there's a story on Elisha.
特别有一个寡妇，这个寡妇呢，她的儿子然后没有钱了，那接下来呢，人家就要来抓她的儿子拿去当奴隶。
There's a widow and she had nothing left and she's got two sons. The creditors are coming in to take her sons away.
他们家什么都没有，只有一瓶油啊。
She had nothing left but some oil.
当以利沙来到这个状况的时候，他就告诉这个寡妇。
So Elisha told the widow.
他说：“你去跟你的。”邻居去借那个空瓶子空器皿来。
She said that go to your neighbors and ask for empty jars.
所以他来就是到处借了以后呢，开始他们就把门关起来。
So they borrow a lot of empty jars and after that they shut the door.
然后他们就开始倒油，把那一瓶油啊，大概已经不多的油开始倒在他的空瓶子里。
They started pouring in the oil that they had left into the empty jars.
奇迹就发生了。
And the miracle happened.
倒完第一个空罐子。
After they filled up the first jar.
拿开以后放来第二个空罐子，继续倒，还有继续可以倒。
Continue with the second one, the oil still comes out.
然后再拿开第二个空罐子，第三个空罐子还可以继续可以倒。
And the same with the third one.
一直倒，倒到多少？倒到所有的空罐子都把它倒满油。
They kept going until they filled all the empty jars.
最后这个寡妇问说：“没有其他的空罐子了吗？”
The widow asked her sons, "There's no other empty jars left?"
儿子说：“没有了。”
And her sons replied, "No more."
油就停住了。
And the oil stopped.
这个故事是一个神迹。
The story is a miracle.
我相信也是神借着当时的状况向我们每一个人来说话。
And I think God is trying to teach us from this story.
Where's the vessel?
Where is the vessel?
哪里是空器皿？
Where is the empty jars?
哪里是盼望、切慕神、被神的圣灵所充满、被神的爱所摸到、是渴慕神的空器皿在哪里？
Where's the hunger and the thirst, for us to be the empty jars to receive him?
因为当神的那个奔腾的鲜血要冲出来的时候
When God is coming out like the gushing blood,
那是 unlimited 的一个血，要充满许许多多的人。但是我们有多少的能量？我们有多少的空间来容纳这样子的血
？God has unlimited power and blood to fill us, but where are we prepared?
所以这是一个极大的一个，我们不知道有多大。
We don't know how powerful it's going to be.
我们只知道一件事情：当我们空虚多少，神就要充满我们多少。
The only thing we know is how empty we are, God is going to fill it up.
这是神的心意，他愿意他的荣耀，愿意他的丰盛降临在我们的生命里面。
This is God's heart. He wants to fill us with His abundance.
当你觉得你很满的时候，当你觉得你不需要神的时候，神的油也不会浇在你的身上。
When you think that you are full of it, God's oil cannot pour on you.
但是当你自己是觉得你很空了，你觉得你真的是贫穷了，你灵里面真的是缺乏了，你来到神的面前的时候，你就像那个空罐子，你有多空，神就加你多少。
But when you are poor in your spirit and you are empty before God, God will fill you up.
这就是我们所要做的预备。
This is how we're going to prepare ourselves.
因为那个油要倒出来了，那个鲜血要出来了，我们有多大的空去容纳它。
We have to ask ourselves how empty we are to receive the coming power of the Lord.
当施洗约翰他出来传道，他就有一个信息。
John Baptist, when in his ministry, he has a message for
him. 他整个 ministry, 他就只有一个 vision.
You can conclude all his ministry in one vision.
为主预备何用的器皿。
Made ready a people prepared for the Lord.
就是要把这个器皿让他知道要来承受这个新的这个新油。
You have to teach the vessels to be prepared for receiving God's oil.
因为一个荣耀的王要来，一个新的时代要来，所以我们必须要承受一个新的时代的祝福。
Because the King of Glory, the new era is arriving, and we have to be prepared.
所以我们不止第一个，我们有很大的一个期待，我们知道一个大的一个荣耀要到我们的当中来。
Not only that, we need to have the expectation that there's going to be something powerful happening to us.
而且我们接下来一步就是我们好好的来预备，我们要来承接这样子的一个荣耀。
And how we're going to prepare ourselves to receive the King.
承接这样子的一个复兴在我们每一个人的生命当中。
To receive the revival from God in our lives.
不要少见。就讲到那个以利沙的那个寡妇的故事，叫我们不要少见空气。
Do not borrow less from that refers to the story from the widow.
因为当我们期待多少，我们够空的时候，当我们够谦卑的时候，神就做多少在我们的身上。
Because it depends on how empty, how humble we are, God is gonna give us depending on our humility.
什么叫做合用的器皿？
What does it mean to be prepared and be ready for God?
预备合用的百姓，什么叫做合用？
What does it mean to be fitting for God's use?
怎么样来迎接？怎么样来承接
？How to receive it?
当这边在诗篇二十四篇第四节，他特别提到。
In Psalm 24:4,
这边有两件事情呢、啊，在二十四，在第四节、第六节各有一件事情。第四节怎么说
？There are two things that you need to make note of in verse 4.
它就有四个字，叫做你要什么？守节心情。
You need to have clean hands and a pure heart.
我们必须手要干净，心要够 pure, 够清。
We need to have clean hands and pure heart.
这是神让我们每一个人要预备的时候，我们第一件要做的事情。
This is the first thing we have to be prepared for God's coming.
我们要把我们许许多多缠累我们的这些罪，这些的不合神心意的东西都要拿掉。
We have to put away all the sins, all the distractions.
在神的眼中，我们的手要洁，要干净。
We have to be, we have to have clean hands before God.
很多的时候，我们的罪拦阻了神的祝福临到我们的生命当中。
A lot of times, our sins in our life hinders God's blessings.
在以赛亚书第一章那边告诉我们，他说：“你们祷告，你们举手祷告，多多的祷告哈都没有用。对不起，因为你们手满了杀人的血。”
In Isaiah 1:15, it says that no matter how hard you pray, it doesn't. I won't answer your prayers because I won't listen because you're full of sin.
所以这个罪就阻挡了这个祷告，罪就阻挡了神的荣耀，罪就阻挡了神的复兴。
So the sins hinder God's blessing, God's love, and God's revival.
当我们想到在2000年前耶稣进到耶路撒冷，骑着他的小驴驹进到耶路撒冷的时候。
Come to think of it, in 2000 years ago, when Jesus rode on his donkey entering the city of Jerusalem.
大家可以看到什么东西在圣城迎接他。
Who were there to receive him?
当他走进橄榄山的时候，从橄榄山一直下进到也是所谓的当时的一个东门，进到那边的时候，我们可以看下一章哈。
When he entered from a Mount of Olives into the East Gate.
他走到那边的时候，第一个他就进到了圣殿，这是他进城的第一站，因为呢，那是东门， 进到这个城里第一站。
The first stop he made was to the temple.
从橄榄山我们可以看到，进来就是进到圣殿。所以在那个地方，什么东西在迎接他
？So what was there to receive him?
是不是很多很棒、很敬虔的人在那边迎接他
？Were a lot of godly people waiting for him there?
在马太福音二十一章十二十三节那边特别讲到。
In Matthew 21:13,
他讲说耶稣进了神的殿，就什么赶出殿里一切做买卖的人。
He said that what?
推倒兑换银钱人的桌子，翻了他们的这个卖鸽子人的凳子。
When Jesus entered the temple area, he drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves.
他说我的殿，我父的殿是要称为祷告的殿，你们竟然使他成为什么贼窝啊。
It is written, he said to them, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it to a den of robbers.
不要说神的家像神的殿像贼窝，我的家像贼窝就已经很不得了了。
Not to mention that the temple would turn into a den of robbers. If my house would be like a den of robbers, it would be serious.
神的殿变成贼窝了。
But now God's temple, God's house is a den of robbers.
为什么呢？为什么会变成贼窝呢？
Why was that?
不祷告已经是一个罪了。
Not praying is already a sin.
在圣殿里面不好好的祷告已经是一个很不得了的事情了。
It's already seriously sinful if we don't pray in the temple.
而且他们在那边做很多很多的买卖。
And not only that, they did a lot of businesses around there.
有几样不同的买卖，非常的让我想让耶稣非常的气愤。
There are a lot of businesses or tradings there really angered Jesus.
就是当我那个人家来到这边要奉献的时候，或者交这个钉口税的时候。
When people came here to make their sacrifice, their offerings, or their temple taxes,
你不能直接拿罗马的钱币直接就拿进来奉献。
You could not offer it in the Roman currency.
因为那个上面有该撒的像。
Because there's Caesar inscribed on it.
所以必须要换成店里面的那个，如果你进那个钱币啊，代用的钱币。
So they have to exchange to the temple money.
好像你今天去 Chuck E. Cheese 啊，你不能直接投quarter， 你要跟他换钱去投。
It's similar like when you go to Chuck E. Cheese today, you cannot use your money. You have to exchange the tokens.
哦，这些人可比 Chuck E. Cheese 的人黑多了。
But those sellers, those vendors, they were really deceitful.
首先呢，你同样的银子换不到同样银子的那个代价。
They usually overcharged you.
他换的是这个当中，他就先赚你一大笔钱。
They made a lot of money out of the exchange rates.
再来，他跟你说 ，by the way， 我们还有 service charge.
And in addition to that, they charge for service.
我们换钱币呢，我们要收一点服务费。
Just like when we exchange currency, we have to pay for service fee.
如果今天 Chuck E. Cheese 跟你收服务费，你大概都不要去玩了。
If you were charged by Chuck E. Cheese to pay service fee, you probably wouldn't go there.
所以真的在这当中赚了许许多多钱，而且这叫做独占企业 monopoly。
So this is like a monopoly because nobody else could do the business.
因为你在所有的全世界，你找不到一个圣殿，只有我们这里有。
Because there's only one temple in the whole wide world.
而且也只有我们这里可以换钱币，所以这是我们所掌权的钱归谁赚？归这些祭司家族，归这些所谓侍奉神的人来赚钱。
Because this is the only place you can exchange the temple money, and that business belongs to the priest or his families.
所以大家可以想到，耶稣这么的气愤，要把他们兑换钱的桌子把它就翻掉了。
So we can see that why Jesus was so angry and overturned all the tables.
这还不算，还有人在那边开始卖，就是卖很多的牛羊，卖鸽子。
And in addition to this, a lot of people were selling animals there.
在生命记那边特别有讲到。如果呢，你家里住得很远的话，你要到这个神的殿去敬拜的话呢，你没有办法带着牵着你的那只走得很慢的牛去，那你怎么办呢？
In the book of Deuteronomy, God says that if you live very far away from the temple and you cannot bring your tithe, like your animals, to the temple,
你那个头生的牛，你真的舍不得把它那个，那你还是要带去，但是你牵不动它这么远的路，你怎么办？
You cannot bring all the firstborn animals all the way to the temple. What do you do?
开一条路，你把那个牛呢当地卖掉，然后拿那个钱，那个钱呢，你必须把它包起来，然后拿这个钱呢， 到圣殿，你走了可能好几天了，不知道多少天，到圣殿去，在那 到那个耶路撒冷城去，在那个地方买一条一样的牛，然后带到圣殿去献祭。
One way you could do it is to sell your animal locally and wrap the money you sold the animal and carefully. It might take a long journey. Go into the temple, and when you arrive in the temple, you can buy an animal.
我们的神是不是很慈悲，很 flexible 啊
？Our God is a merciful God.
哦，我觉得神真的很了不起，会想到这么细。
That he can relate to us.
不然那牛都牵到半路都死光了，没有草吃，都死光光了。
Otherwise, the animals might die on the way to the temple.
但是这些圣殿里面的人怎么做呢
？But what are they doing around the temple?
你卖了一只牛的钱，你把它包得好好的，你拿到那个圣殿去买。
So the people who came here to worship, when they prepared their to buy the animals around the temple,
你小心翼翼的把钱包打开，说：“来，这是我买牛卖牛的钱，我现在要买一只牛。”
So he's trying to use the money to buy another cattle.
他跟你说：“对不起，那边有一只羊，你可以买。牛这个钱你买不下，你太贵了，你买不下。”
And the sellers there would tell him that the money you have right now is only enough to buy a lamb.
如果你把你家那只心爱的羊卖了，然后钱把它包起来带到那边去，你把包打开，你说我要买只羊，说对不起，那边有几只鸽子，你可以买。
The similar story is what happened if you sold your lamb and trying to buy a lamb out in the temple, you will probably ended up buying some doves.
所以他们都很有钱，就圣殿里面都赚了很多的钱。
So the vendors in the temple they are very rich.
而且没有 competition, 只是一家，别无分号。
Because they don't have any competition in their business.
所以这就是当时在耶稣进到耶路撒冷的时候看到的第一个景象，就是这样子。
So this is the first thing Jesus ran into when he entered the temple.
当一个荣耀的王进来的时候，看到的就是满城的污秽，在圣殿里面的污秽，在圣殿里面的罪。
When King of Glory comes into his temple, the first thing he encounters is full of sins.
所以这件事情就让耶稣基督非常的非常的生气。
So he got very upset.
所以当我们来迎接一个荣耀的王的时候，这就提醒我们，我们一定要守节行清。
So this is a great reminder to us when we are waiting to receive the God and the King of Glory. We need to have clean hands and a pure heart.
我们要为这一个复兴，为这一件一个神荣耀的关系，把我们以前不能放下的罪，一些残累我们的罪，把它放在旁边。
We have to put aside the sins that used to bind us, that we have to put them away and prepare us to receive the King.
这是第一件事情，守节行清。
This is the first thing we have to do.
第二件事情就讲到在第六节。
The second thing we will have to do is from verse 6.
他说这是寻求耶和华的族类，是寻求你面的雅各。
It says, such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, O God of Jacob.
有两个字出现两次。
There are two words that happen twice here.
什么字？寻求，我听到了，有人讲寻求。
Seek.
这就是那个 keyword, 要寻求。
That is the keyword, seeking.
就是我们要带着一个渴慕的心要来寻求他的面，特别讲到寻求他的面，他的面容。
So we need to have a eager heart to seek him, seek his face.
这就是我们怎么样花时间在进入幔内，能够在神的同在当中来瞻仰他的荣美。
This is how we have to spend time, enter behind the curtain to wait for him, wait upon him.
我们把所有外面的这些杂乱的声音都摆在外面 ，set aside， 让我们很专心一意的来到神的面前，能够一点时间跟神面对面交通。
We have to set aside all the distractions in the world and come into the curtain to be quiet, to have a quiet time with him.
这是一个迎接复兴一个非常重要的，就是在幔内的祷告。
This is very important when we are receiving the revival to have prayers in behind the curtain.
弟兄姐妹，我们太多太多的杂事在我们每一个人的心里面。
We have so many distractions in our heart.
我们的心太忙碌了，忙碌到一个地步，神的声音我们都已经听不见了。
We're so busy to hear God's voice.
好像当耶稣基督进到这个圣殿以后，看着熙熙攘攘，人来人往，就在圣殿里面做买卖。
It's like when Jesus first went into the temple, he saw all the people bustling around.
不止在当地做买卖，而且大家可以看到，对不起，那幅在往之前哈，那个 那个图，我们可以看到有一条黄线，大家要到橄榄山往东边去的时候呢，那是一条便道。
We can see from the map, there's a shortcut if you want to go from the temple to Mount of Olives.
不管你是从橄榄山东边进回耶路撒冷城，或者你要从耶路撒冷城，不管你在城的哪一个角落，你要出去到橄榄山往伯大尼那边去的话，你就走圣殿的门，走圣殿穿过去，很方便。
No matter where you are inside the city, which corner inside the city, if you want to go from the city to Mount Olives, the shortcut is to go through the temple.
所以熙熙攘攘，人来人往，在这个地方好忙碌的 traffic 就在这个地方。但是这是一个神祷告的殿，一个我的心。可是我有太多的 traffic， 熙熙攘攘的人。
It's like this is this should be a the temple for God's prayers, but it's a lot of people bustling around and it's too crowded.
所以耶稣做的事情就是赶出这些做买卖的。
So the thing that Jesus did first was to drive out all the vendors, all the businessmen.
讲到我们的很 busy 的生活，我们的 schedule 里面，我们要赶出一段时间来。亲近神，单单献给神，是跟他在一起的时间。
So this applies to us. We have to carve out some quiet time, to dedicate to God.
我们在这个礼拜五的时候，我们在那个小组讨论的时候
，in our cell group on Friday, in our discussion,
我们就在讨论一件事情：什么是我跟神讲到心腹的关系？方牧师的信息告诉我们，一个心腹的关系里面，我跟神在谈恋爱，那谁是我的第三者？
So we're talking about the relationship between us as a bride and Jesus Christ, and there's a third wheel between God and me.
如果一个夫妻当中，有人不忠贞的话，假设真的不小心是在你们家发生的话，你会不会很想知道谁是第三者啊？
If that happens in the marriage, that there's a third wheel or there's adultery, you would.Be curious to find out who the person is.
当我们来到神的面前，我们跟耶稣基督，我们说是新郎与新妇的关系的时候，我们之间这样谈恋爱，那谁是我们第三者 ？Do you care?
So when we look at our relationship with Jesus, like we're in love, and if there's someone that comes in between us, do you care to find out who that is?
如果是一个正常的一个 commitment， 有 commitment 的这种关系，一对一的相爱的关系，我一定容不下第三者在我们的当中。
If already we make the commitment to one another, then there's no room for a third wheel.
这是神对我们的爱，他容不下第三者在他跟我们当中。
This is God's love for us. There's no room for anything else between us.
不管这个东西有多正确的理由。
No matter how you can justify the reasons that come between you and God.
可能是你的儿女。
They might be your children.
可能是你的金钱。
It might be money.
可能是你的 career， 你的工作。
It might be your job, your
可能是你的名誉。
Or your fame.
所有东西你认为你可以 justify 的事情。
Anything that you feel like is well justified.
在神都是第三者。
But in God's eyes, they're all third wheel.
在神的眼中都是那粒沙子，容不下。
They're the sand. It's like the sand in the eyes.
所以什么东西可以拦住我们来到神的面前呢？
So what is going to keeping us from coming before God?
什么东西像那个？回教的那些坟墓摆在那个金门的门口，要挡着以赛亚荣耀的王进来的那一些东西，第三者是什么东西
？What are the graveyards like in the Muslim grave, blocking the way entering the Golden Gate？
我们每一个人都不一样。
We have different things in our lives。
我们每一个人的功课都不一样。
Everybody has his own lesson。
我们每一个人的第三者都不一样。
We have different third wheel in our own lives.
所以当耶稣来问我们的说，你有没有第三者
？When Jesus comes and asks us, "Do you have anything comes between you and me?"
我们每个人答案都不一样，但是我们通常都会说，对不起，神，我真的还有第三者在我们中间。
We might have different answers, but we all have something to answer Him. Yes, we do.
这就是我们来迎接神荣耀的时候，我们要摆下的一件事情。
So this is what we have to put aside when we're waiting to receive God's glory.
所以就讲到寻求，单单的来寻求他。
So that brings back to seeking, how to seek Him.
花时间在他的面前。
To spend time to be quiet before Him.
跟他谈恋爱一样。
Like to be in love with Him.
因为神已经在那边等了。
Because God is already waiting there for you.
我们上次分享，你们亲近神，神就亲近你们。
We shared last week that if we draw near to God, God will draw near to you.
所以神一直在那边等，你只要亲近他，他一定在那边亲近你的。
So God will be waiting there for you because that's His promise.
这是神给我们的爱，是单一的爱，是专一的爱，独一的爱。
This is God's love for us. It's dedicated.
他也要求我们每一个人对他的爱是单一的爱，独一的爱，没有第三者的爱。
So this is how God asks us to give our love dedicated to Him.
所以求神来帮助我们，不只让我们守节心清，而且让我们能够把一切的 traffic， 一切拦阻人来到神，我们来到神面前的这些第三者，全部的摆开。
So let's pray to ask God that not only that we have clean hands and a pure heart, and that we will put aside all the distractions around us.
好像当初所那个大卫王他迎接约柜的时候，他来看见一个荣耀的王。一个荣耀的约柜，荣耀神的同在，就这样进来了。
It was like when King David was receiving the Ark of God coming into the city of Jerusalem. He was seeing the God coming with great power and glory.
他就像这首诗讲的，众城门啊，你们就抬起头来。
So in his psalm, he said that all you gates, lift up your head.
所以他心里非常的兴奋，兴奋到一个地步，他要大大的来跳舞，所有的乐器都要出来，来大大的来赞美，来欢呼，来迎接这个荣耀的王。
So he was so enthusiastically and excitedly receiving the Lord and dancing with all his might.
不管人家怎么看，他把那个名誉、自己的名声、自己的地位、自己做王的尊荣就丢掉，然后在大这迎接约柜的这个众人的面前就大肆的跳舞，跳到一个地步，他的太太都看不下去了。
He put away. He did not care about all his dignity in front of the people, but he worshipped God with all his might, dancing with all his might before God, and till the point that his wife Micah could not even stand him.
大卫不是一个完全的人。
David was not a perfect man.
但是神爱他。
But God loved him.
爱他哪一份？
Which part that David really God loved him about?
就是爱他的寻求，爱他的期待。
God really loves his seeking the Lord. He is waiting upon the Lord.
姐妹，让我们每一个人，我们真是在这个，特别是3月6号到8号，我们有特别的一个复兴的聚会。
So dear brothers and sisters, that's we have a revival conference coming up.
我们不知道神在这聚会当中要做什么事情，我不知道。
We have no idea how God is going to use the conference to.
但是我们只知道一件事情。
But we know one thing for sure.
神要我们预备。
God wants us to be prepared.
这是我们的事情。
This is what we have to do.
让我们来守节心清，让我们来寻求神的面。
Let us have clean hands and a pure heart.
神要怎么做？那是看我们有多大的空器皿，神就要做多少在我们的身上。
How God is going to work on you, depending on how empty your vessel is.
我们要自卑，来谦卑的来。祷告来寻求神的面。
We have to humble ourselves and to pray and seeking Him earnestly.
所以我给弟兄姐妹为神的慈悲劝你们啊。
I'm going to encourage you in God's mercy.
能不能在3月6号之前我们好好的来祷告。
Before March 6th, can we pray earnestly?
我已经看见在许许多的弟兄姐妹就是投入禁食代祷里面。
I already see a lot of brothers and sisters, you participate in the fasting.
这是非常兴奋的一件事情。
It really is an exciting thing.
这个轮子已经滚起来了。
The wheel started to roll.
所以我相信神的荣耀要出来。
And I believe that God is going to show His glory.
但能不能求弟兄姐妹做一件事情？
But I'm pleading here.
每一天能够花 minimum 15分钟给神。
If you can carve out a 15-minute quiet time dedicated to God.
我讲的是 minimum, 不是 maximum.
And 15 minutes is the minimum, it's not maximum.
没有 maximum.
There's no limit to the time.
有一个 maximum, 就是你只能24小时。
There's one limit is 24 hours.
你一天最多能亲近神大概是24小时。
That's what you can do to the maximum 24 hours a day.
让我们能够至少有15分钟开始我们能够 dedicate 给神，我们安静在他面前读一段话，安静的来祷告，来寻求他的面。
Let's begin with the 15-minute, the minimum 15 minutes to read His Word and to pray.
然后来把我们自己 ready 来迎接，成为一个合用的器皿，预备迎接神的复兴，预备迎接神的荣耀。
And to ready ourselves to prepare ourselves to receive the King of Glory.
因为荣耀的王要进来。
Because the King of Glory is coming in.
众城门，我们就要抬起头来。
O you gates, lift up your heads.
让我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，因为在这个时刻，你真的在教会有个心意，你愿意你的子民得着复兴，你愿意你的教会得着复兴，得着兴旺。主耶稣啊，端看我们在这里有什么样的心态摆在你的面前。主啊，我们愿意成为一个倒空的器皿，我们愿意在你的自己的哦，在你自己的面前，我们愿意花时间哦，在那个地方来领受你所要给我们的话语，领受你的同在，领受你那边所要浇灌在我们身上的爱。主耶稣啊，我们许许多多的时候，我们有许许多多的罪缠累着我们，有许许多多让我们脱离不了、摆脱不了的事情。我求你能够在这段时间里面，能够让我们成为一个守节心清的人，让我们摆开我们所有脱去以前没有办法脱去我们这些缠累我们的罪，哦，让我们能够在这个地方，在这段时间里面，我们清新的来到你的面前。也让我们能够花时间，主啊，能单单的来寻求你的面，哦，把所有世上的事情在这一段时间里面，哦，主啊，让我们都把它 set aside， 让我们就来专心的来寻求你，因为你说你是荣耀的王，哦，这个荣耀的王将要进来，众臣们呐，你们要抬起头来，因为荣耀的王将要进来，哈利路亚！主耶稣，你帮助我们每一个弟兄姐妹，帮助我们所有的人在这里，我们就有这样愿意的心，我们愿意倒空，我们愿意来承接你所要赐给我们的复兴，赐给我们的这样子的一个荣耀的身份，这样子一个荣耀的景象。主耶稣，求你来做，我赞美你，帮助我们。我们这样祷告，感恩靠耶稣基督得胜的名，
阿门。
我们来唱一首诗歌。